ॐ जननी विशारदां रामकृष्णं पादपद्मीनं तयोः स्मृत्वा प्रणमामि मण्डोर्मण्डपोरे. Narada wanted to tell us something very important. What is it? Each soul is potentially divine. Divine means that is a very generic term. It could be each soul is potentially jnani, potentially bhakta, potentially a yogi, and potentially nishkama karma yogi. Why? Divinity is the real nature. 2 points here. How that divinity can be manifested? That depends upon each individual's what we call propensity, positions. And that is the only way for him to manifest his divinity. These are the 2 points. Divinity, manifestation of divinity is the goal, including sakama karma. That's where the jnana yogi is wrong, completely wrong. They were condemned earlier part of the Vedas for a total maya. And though the later part, you know, is the real Vedanta. That's why the very name Vedanta means the Upanishads. Now, Ramakrishna had come and clarified that through Vivekananda, he declared, what is it? See, if a person wants to become a PhD, can he go directly into the PhD? Or he has to go to the nursery and all those things? The foundation should be there. So the first part of the Vedas give us the foundation. And the last part of the Vedas gives us a take-off point. Like, you know, when people want to jump into the body of water, springboard. You know that? They run to the last point of the springboard and then they die later. So it is part of the Olympic Games. Without the spring, that particular expression of sports, water sport, doesn't arise. Similarly, pole vault. They have to practice. You get to the pole. There is tremendous technique there. How to use the pole? We know that height they go. 12, 15 feet they will go. Or even more height. So, but the real technique comes. Once they reach that height, they should not carry the pole. They should leave it. So the first part of the Veda helps us to enter into a second part, which is Padupadra. So 2 points we have discussed. One is each one of us potentially one. It is there as potential. It has to be manifest. And the only way that we can do it is take one of these 4 paths. That is where the whole Narada's Bhakti Sutras comes into prominence. So he wants to emphasize that bhakti is not something new we have to acquire. So what is bhakti in Bengali? There is a beautiful verse. Atmendriya priti icha dhore kam tari nam kam. What is kama? Atma indriya priti icha. The desire to enjoy oneself in the sense of the satisfaction of the sense organs alone is called kama. Krishnendriya priti icha dhore prema. Same thing you do. How? The person is not doing for this and is doing for the sake of Krishna. If this food can give Krishna happiness, then I cook for it. If my dressing well is pleasing to Krishna, then I will dress myself well. Whatever I do is not for myself. That's the point we also discussed. The nasti tasmin tat sukhe sukhitvam earlier. Sutra ite. So, citing the example of the Rajago, you see, they are completely aware of the glory that Krishna is performing. If that knowledge of the godliness of Krishna was actually, he is just an ordinary person. What makes a Krishna God or man? If I know Krishna is God, that knowledge is what makes him God. If I don't know, even if he is God, if I don't know, he will be considered as an ordinary man. So many people say, not only they did not see godly, they did not even see normal human beings. They thought there is something wrong. Wow. They complained. So our relationship, how we see the other person, that makes a lot of psychological sense to me. Suppose here is a woman. She is married. And her husband is most selfish fellow, most cruel fellow ever. But if she considers that this is my God, she will be a happy person. Whatever be the opinion of the other people. So our knowledge of both ourselves, what is the other object, and what is the relationship between us two, that makes a lot of things. So, Narada Exposi, Yathavraja Gopikana, there are examples, plainly galore, at the great devotees who are like this. Yathavraja Gopikana. So then he said, well, if that knowledge is, if they are direct of your knowledge, tadha-jara-na-neva, they are like publicans. Public women have no love. They only love their money, it is profession. I will entertain you, you take from me what you want, but I want from you only. There is no loving relationship. It is a commodity. Just like. Then he says, tasmin, in jara-na's public woman's devotion. Tat sukhe, the happiness of the beloved. Nasti. They do not have that idea whether I am making this person happy. I am only making myself happy. Most of the, that is called selfishness. What we, selfishness. I don't care. The husband doesn't care what happens to the girl. He says, you are there for my pleasure. That's all. I will look after you. Just as we look after cows. But for benefit, I am getting from you milk and other things. That is why I feed you very well. A sheep mom. Fat and sheep. Out of love for the sheep. So he wants to, like, you know, I will love whatever not. I will love sheep, land, cow. Yeah. That is how it is. Whereas in this bhakti, it is the person merges himself with the other, identifies himself with the other. So that is how bhakti helps us. It is natural, it is easy, and most of us are emotional, therefore that is easy. Now, here is a wonderful psychological law. If something is not within us, it will never come out. That's what he wants to say. If something is not within us, it will never come out. If knowledge is absent, then knowledge will not come out. If devotion is absent, devotion will not come out. If intelligence is not there, intelligence is not coming out. If music is not there, any amount of, let's say, you say, a donkey, go on beating it and teach it, Sarugamstadness. Is not going to happen then. So if a person has already, that is called potentiality, then it will happen. That is what, three examples. Raja, Griha, Bhojana, Raja. What is the example of Raja? A prince was lost in childhood and he was growing up with, say, foresters and beggars, and later on he was discovered, found out, identified. Then he did not become Raja newly. He was not a Raja, but he became a Raja. No, he was a Raja. He did not know. Others did not know. Somebody discovered. That means you are a Bhakta. If you are not a Bhakta, you are never ever going to become a Bhakta. Similarly, a person who was accustomed to the comforts of home, very nice home. He had to be absent from home for a long time. And so then he comes back. Now newly he is not gaining anything. The moment he comes back, he resumes what he was already. He was going through all sorts of difficulties. You know, if you go to some other new place, new food, new climate, and everything, language is new, culture is new, you will encounter what is called cultural conflict. But when you come home, you feel, this is my home. That is how I feel when I came back to, after so many years, Sita was only for 14 years. 14 years from home. After that, when she came home, she did Raja, Rama become a Raja. And only after coming back, I was a Raja earlier. So this is the Griha, means house. So all the comforts of the house, the person's own. But for a certain time, he just resumed his normal happy life as soon as he came. He did not get anything new. This is another example, potential bhakti. Bhojanadishu. This is a very beautiful sutra. What does it mean? You are hungry. You take food. And you feel happy. Now, did taking food make you happy? That is the point, important point. No. What were you before taking food? No. You were quite happy. Then hunger had come. And that made you deviate from your happiness. And what did food do? It took you back to the state which you were there earlier. What was the function of the food? Remove the hunger. So you were very happy. Then you became hungry. Then food came. And then again went back to the normal state. From Shankaracharya, Chandrasekharendra Saraswati. He gave a beautiful example. He gave the example of a cloth's line. Now the string. It is straight. Then you put one cloth, becomes slightly bent. Put another cloth, becomes a little more bent. Put 10 cloths. But right, you know, wet cloths will be quite heavy. So it becomes bent. Now, as you go on removing one after the other, it slowly regains its original natural shape. And that is what we said. Every desire is like a cloth. Before that desire, we are completely happy. The moment the desire came, so 100 desires, one desire you remove. And to that extent, you regain back your happiness. Beautiful example. But then some Prabuddha disciple, he will put a question. But it is never regaining. Yes, it is never regaining with us. You remove one desire and you put another 10 desires. Not to every desire, you put another 10 desires. So it is going down and down and down. So this is a beautiful understanding he has. Why is it that even though we are hungry, we take nice food, but we are not happy because the other desires are there. What is the desire? I am frightened whether my job is stable or not. I am frightened whether my friends, they will do some harm to me. I am afraid whether my house is going to fall down or not. All these considerations are there. Temporarily, for a few minutes, one desire is removed. But the other 100,000 desires are hanging. That is why we never experience the pure bliss, excepting in deep sleep. Deep sleep, everything, all the bhutas are waiting outside. We are as it were in the Ganges. And happily we are there. But they are all waiting. The moment you come out of the river, that means the moment you wake up, all the desires, the bath will fall down. So, Trigyanandi had also told this example, beautiful example. During meditation, we are disturbed. How to stop the disturbance? He said, when you enter into your shrine room, you tell, hey, worries, fears, desires, don't disturb me until I come out. You wait, put a sign, no entrance. And if you practice, slowly, you have to practice. I don't want to think of worrying thoughts. I don't want to think negative thoughts. I don't want to criticize anybody, anything. Here is me and God. That's what Yatishwan Maharaj used to tell. If a disturbing thought comes, what shall I do? He says, you imagine that you are swimming in an ocean of Satchidananda. If any disturbing thought comes, forcibly drown it in Satchidananda. Satchidananda. That means that is also a good thought, because if you put to a piece of cotton in oil, what happens? It will be full of oil. So any thought is put to associate it with God. Even worrying thought also associated with God. Then, so long as you can maintain that, it will not trouble you. It will only give you happiness. So this is how, until you finish your meditation specified time, don't allow it to come. So how can it be done? Concrete example. See, every negative thought is associated with a negative object. There is no thought without object. So you are thinking that sweet is very good. But the moment you utter the word sweet, there is an object in your imagination. And that usually would be your favorite sweet. So this thought is coming when you are meditating. It is an obstruction. What to do? This is a beautiful sweet. Kapoor will be very happy if I can offer it to him. Imagine. In the beginning it looks artificial. But imagine, I am offering the most wonderful sweet to the Divine Lord. And that, now that sweet has become prasadam. So if we practice it, that is how slowly we can do. Okay. So these are the three examples, you know. What is the essence of all this we discussed? That we are all potential of what? That means bhakti is there. And therefore, take to the path of bhakti. So, psychologically, is my interpretation. We are emotional. Emotionally, not only are potentially emotional, we are practically emotional. So, the path is, what is bhakti? Emotion turned into devotion. That is called bhakti. Emotion. Without emotion, there would be no devotion. Only when emotion is directed towards the world, it is called worldliness. If it is directed towards God, it is called bhakti. As simple as that. Tasmat, saiva grahya mumukshuvihi. A question, who is a mumukshu? Who is a mumukshu? Moktum icha, that one who wants to become free from the shackles of the world. World means we need to understand only two things, body and mind. We have to be free from body and mind. So will you commit suicide? No, it is not the suicide. It is to make us understand that let there be bodies, let there be minds, not one, but thousand, it doesn't matter. But the feeling, I am the body, and I am the mind, that is the problem. I'll give you practical use. Four of us are sitting. Don't you think all four of us have got some worries? So all your three worries of all three of you, is it affecting me? Why? So take first, all three of you have bodies. You have bodily related problems. I am not affected. My body is not affected. I see the body. You are not imagination to me. And what is the reason I am not suffering from your problem? Because I have no identity with your bodies. Neither you have any identity with my body. So the next is mind. Happiness, unhappiness, worry. And duschinta about future, what happens, what is going to happen. All these things are there. Only sometimes you suppress. So I am not suffering from your worries. I am suffering only from my worries. Why? Because I am identified only with my mind, not your mind. Understand? So I am a Jivan Mukta with regard to the whole world. only when it comes to body, my body, and I am a Buddha. And that is called samsara. I want to be free from this. Free not from body and mind. Free from the identity with the body and mind. That is the important point. So, that is tasmat, therefore, sa means bhakti eva. Grahya must be adopted by mumukshu. So, in two important points, there may be some people who are fit for manamal. Tasmat, saiva grahya, mumukshu. Those who are fit to undertake Jnanamarga, they should adopt to Jnanamarga. Those who are adopted to Yoga Marga, they should adopt to Yajna. Those who are of the nature of Karmis, they should adopt to Karma Marga. But most of us, we are people who are identified with body, mind. That is common to everybody. Identification with body, mind is called samsara. And that is common to jnanis, yogis, karmis, and bhaktas. But getting rid of the body, mind, identity, not getting rid of body and mind, that should be the goal of whatever path we are taking. But easiest path is bhakti marga. That is the meaning of it. Therefore, those who are desirous of liberation, they must accept only bhakti marga. Okay, wonderful advice. What is the marga? What is the path? Tritiyo dhyaya bhakti sadhana. Now we have entered into third chapter of the Narada Bhakti Sutras. Bhakti sadhana. What is this chapter about? The pathways, how to develop bhakti, and ultimately which will take us out from this world. World means bandhana, samsara bandhana, maya. A king, he went out for hunting and he was suffering from thirst, from lack of proper food and all those things. So when he comes back, he is not really feeling, I have gained something new. He was already a king. He came back to his kingdom. Either he was discovered or he was lost. He was away. When he was away, was he a king? When a king forgot that he was a king. In reality, he was a king. But in practice, he was not a king. He was a beggar. He was a forester. He was whatever is accepting being a king. So then when he comes to me, he doesn't say, I am so grateful to God, he made me a king. What does he say? I am already a king. God's grace helped me to know that I am a king. That's what Tena, by retaining his kingdom. Raja paritoshaha. Raja is not especially happy. Another example also, Ramana Maharshi. There was a prince and he was sleeping. He was married, his wife was there, he had nice food, and then suddenly he was dreaming. Somebody caught hold of his hair and dragging him through cobbled roads and took him to a dungeon which is full of darkness, foul smell, and the scorpions and the flies and all those things. Put them there, bet him there, and then after some time he wakes up. Finds himself where? Supposing he dreams, is my muscle. Suppose he dreams that Partha goes there and says, O king, don't make noise, I will take you to your wisdom. And the king, of course, is grateful for any, even a little help. And then he takes him to a secret door to his own palace and leaves him there. And then he wakes up. And suppose he knows you, will he rush to you and embrace you and make you part of his kingdom partner? Will he make you? Because he's thinking that somebody dragged me to the dungeon for his own thought. He's thinking that you have come and rescued him. He's also part of his own thought. then he only says what is stupid philosophers. So natena raja paritoshak shuk shantirva. So by eating one's own food, a person will get free from hunger. But the happiness is not coming. That is the point. Happiness doesn't come from the elimination of hunger. Kshut shanti. Kshut means hunger. So when you are hungry, when you are eating food, you feel very happy. What is our mistake? What is the mistake we commit? The food has given me happiness. Actually, food has not given you any happiness. Food only removed the unhappiness. Before you became hungry, what were you? Happier and happy. This is the meaning. Again, I told you that it is each soul is potentially a bhakta only. But we have to be grateful. That is what you have to say. Guru comes and tells you. And then afterwards you tell to the Guru, what after all did you do to me? I was a potentially divine. You only told me that I am potential divine. I realized I am divine. And thank you. Out. Gratefulness should be there in the world. But really the Guru cannot give you what you are not able. No man can make a person a king unless he was already. Now I can also expand that thought because you have to understand. Here is a person born in a village and then he is growing up. He even supplies a child to somebody to struggle in his meeting and his needs, daily needs. And after 40 years, 50 years, he becomes Prime Minister of India. If that prime ministership was not there potentially with him, would he have become? So what is my point? My point is he did something great karma in his purvajana. And he also did something, otherwise why should he supply tea for the running of all those things? So he did both some good and some not so good also. So what was potentially what he needs to experience is already there. To understand this point, the mango seed, if you don't put it in the soil, it will remain a mango seed. But the moment you put it is not going to become any apple, plum, or pears, anything. It only will become a mango. And there also, if it is Andhra, Avakaya, mango seed, it is not going to become Malgova. And it is going to remain only fit for achar. It has its function. But what I am trying to tell you that the king written in all, the person who had to go out of his home return, and a hungry man eating food, they are not the causes of these three examples happiness. They only removed unhappiness produced from the separation. Already he was a happy man. He was a king, he had a house, and he had food. He was a very happy person. But temporarily he was out. The temporariness has been removed from all the things. Therefore, he became what he was already. That is many of them. All clear? So, tasya sadhanani kayanti acharya. So, what are the means, pathways, to attain this bhakti. Acharyas gayanti. So the great teachers of bhakti, they are singing. Why they are singing? Because this is a beautiful word. That's why we say Gita, Shiva Gita, Devi Gita, Bhagavad Gita. What is the meaning of Gita? Gita. It's a song. Why? There is a difference between prose and poetry. If it is prose, then it is a bit harsh. If it is poem, then it is very easy. The same thing, you go and say, a man goes and declares his undying love to his beloved woman. Undying love. We get married, we take a vow, we will love each other until death or divorce. Whichever comes first. Undying. What is it? I will love only you and nobody Yes. So, I love you. It doesn't sound nice. Pyar, 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 like that. He sings Bollywood with all musical background. And see, like, more midnight should be good, not midday sun. When that person, under those circumstances, all the audience pay for it. They all get such huge fees. Where from there come? From each one of our pockets. Okay, this is my dream. So, Gayanti, Gita, whatever is sung beautifully, rhythmatically, poetically, and set to raga, tala, shruti, etc., it simply mesmerizes. So, who are doing this singing? Acharya. Who are the Acharya here? This beautiful word, Acharya. The word Acharya comes from Acharatiti Acharya. He who really puts it into practice by himself is a Acharya. So, what is that Chara? This word comes from the root Chara. Chara means to move, charati. So, move means he is moving in the path of spirituality, in the particular path of bhakti. He is moving towards God. Movement is always from one point A to point B, etc. So, he is always moving. So, an acharya is not somebody who has already moved a great distance and he already knows all the way he goes through. He knows where there are dangers. He knows where there are shortcuts. He knows where a person can progress quickly. All that through one's own experience, such a person is called Acharya. So that is so much meaning. That is why in the past, people had to go to Gurukula. Gurukula means what for they are going? Every shishya that goes to Gurukula. Something very wonderful, Gurukula system. First of all, the person has to go maybe some miles away, Gurukula. So where Guru sits, whether he is a prince, whether he is a common poor man, whether he is a beggar, whoever goes there, they are all equal in Gurukula. First thing. Second thing is, they all have to eat whatever the Gurupatni has to cook. The third thing is, they are for two purposes. So one purpose is, the main purpose is to know what is life and how to lead it. It's some principles, ideas. And that person, idealistic model person is called Guru, Acharya. That's why it is called Acharya. He himself is leading that life. So if somebody says, I don't lead that life, but you all come to me, theoretically, as a professor of philosophy, I know all these things I will teach. That is why Sri Ramakrishna's teachings are so marvelous. A king wanted to plant Bhagavata. He employed one Bhagavata Pandit. And every day the man comes and explains. At the end of it, the man asks, O king, have you understood? The king asks, O Panditji, have you understood? So the king was very sincere, not making fun. And the Bhagavata Pandit also very sincere. He goes back and says, why did the king tell me? Brother, I better understand myself before I teach you. Am I missing something? Did the king understand that I am not teaching properly? Then he studied Bhagavata, again the whole Bhagavata. And then next day he went, okay, I have studied. Then at the end, again, same conversation. You better go and understand it. Few days passed. Then one day, the Bhagavata Pandit decided, the king is not a fool. He is telling me exactly what I need to understand. What is it? What is it? What is it that I am missing? He prayed to, O Lord, please bestow your grace. I want to understand. What am I missing in the Bhagavata? Suddenly, everything became crystal. What is it? Oh, Bhagavata Pandit, this world is anitya. You are going to teach is also for the sake of gaining some money. When your own life is in danger, any time you matter, What are you going to do? Suppose Bill gets billions of dollars. He dies. Is he going to take it to the other world? All of us like that. Everything, this very body, everything that belongs to the body had to be given. Is the first point. Second point is, however beloved we are, the moment prana goes away, everybody wants to get rid of that body. Is it not a fact? Third point is, if by chance they have to touch during this process, they won't enter the house until they take a... What a beautiful... This is... We are not talking something invisible, ununderstood. We are talking about what is happening everywhere. Is it not? So, the Bhagavata Pandit understood by God's grace that this world is anithya. The only person being is God. So, you better run after God, not to run after Rajas and other people. That night, next morning, he sent a servant. O King, thank you. I understood what is the meaning of Bhagavatam. Find out somebody, some other Pandit. I am renouncing the world and going. Oh, the wonderful meaning is there. Okay. So, a Sishya goes to Gurukula for two purposes. The first thing is how to learn, how to live life. What is life? What is the goal of life? And how to live life? Tattva, Purushartha, and Hita. Tattva means what is the truth, reality. God is the only reality. Purushartha means, if God is the only reality, then my everybody's goal should be only God. So here is something very nice to understand. Anything that is not real can never be the goal of. And once we know something is unreal, nobody will run out. Have you noticed it? You go under beautiful car and it is a fake car. Fake car. You know, this everything looks like a car, but it is made up of cardboard. Nothing is in it. Are you going to pay any money for it? Are you going to bring it home? And then you go to a computer shop. Beautiful various computers. You go and touch, it is all made up of cardboard. Because that they want to show you how they look like. But they don't want you to take it out. That's why they give beautiful models there. So some bookshops, beautiful books, go and open, it is also made up of cardboards. You understand? It is meant only for gaining some knowledge, but not for usefulness. Okay. You want to love somebody. And that person says, pretends, is your love fake? Yes, it's very fake. Will you love that person? And the person, actually fake person will never declare. But you come to know, this is what he tells to 20 people. I love you, I love you. You come to know, all the 20 of you come to know that this person is telling each one of us exactly the same. What would be your? Will you run after that person? So, that is the example. So, you go and watch a beautiful diamond-studded necklace. So, you go and think. But in the cost, this is very beautiful looking. And then you go inside and then you say, it is dull. How much it is looking dull? It is also necklace. How much? This is 2 crores. And how much that beautiful looking necklace cost? It is only 25 rupees. It looks like that because that is what beautiful story was. And then he had bought for his wife, beloved, before marriage, other family, what is called traditional jewel, family jewel, treasure. 25 million. Pounds worth of jewelry. And then he gave it, presented it to his mother, presented to his wife. And she was extremely fond of it. He made a special safe and then put it there. So once they had to go, and he had it. And some people still didn't know about it, they blasted the house, blasted the safe, took it. Police came, investigated and everything. Then this wife and husband returned to the house. Suddenly they found the whole house was, you know, and doors were broken. It was safe, was blown and all this. You can understand the reaction of the wife, what has happened. But the man, Devikar, absolutely no reaction at all. So he was sad because he had to repair some house. His wife turned to him, big story. His wife turned, how could you be so heartless? I have lost all my valuables. He said, just to please you, I got exact artificial jewelry for you, and I'm keeping it here. All that real value is in the bank safe. What is the point? If we know that something is not real but false, nobody will run. What is our problem? We are running after what is false. False means, according to Shankaracharya, whatever is temporary is false. 100 years a man lived, that is false. Because after 100 years, he goes to die. So, this is our problem is, we think what Shastras call Mithya is Satya. And what Shastras call as Satya is Mithya for us. Is God real for you? God is not real for us at this moment. That is why it is, you know, a kind of pain. We hope that God is, but we are not 100% certain. If you are 100% certain God is here, God is always here. Will there be any place for fear? Will you fear walking at midnight? Dark. If God is there, it's a beautiful story, you know. There was one family, a small boy, John, terribly frightened of darkness. His mother, Christian family, says, John, nothing to fear. God is there. So he said, yes, mom, but the fear has not gone. So one day, about 8 o'clock, it was pitchy dark, backyard. The mother left something there. John, will you go and get it? He said, mom, I'm scared. I got power. Did I not say, God is there? Go and get it. So he went to the, opened the back door, and then said, God, if you are there, please hand it over to me. This is the type of faith we are having, that we are not really. So how do we? First of all, what is the nature of God? Ananda. If we know that God is here, in the presence of Ananda, can we afford to be having dukkha? Because secondly, God is of the nature of abhaya. God is here. Am I worried about my job is gone and then future is looking bleak and dark? Do you think we'll be frightened? Will we be frightened of death if God is there? So these are beautiful ideas. Remind me, we'll discuss some other day. So, tasya sadhanani bhayam. Tasya means how we can get more bhakti. Bhakti will come later. How to develop parabhakti. Tasya, there must be some sadhana. Why sadhana? Sadhana always means sadhya. There must be something. You simply don't go out to a shop. If you are going out to a shop, that means you require something. And it is available in some place. So will you go to a milk shop and I want to buy a computer? Or will you go to a computer shop, electronic shop, and I want to buy 1 liter of milk and yogurt? We don't do that. So if there is a sadhya, there must be a sadhana should be there. So for this bhakti also, sadhanani gayanti acharya. But it really should be translated. There are people who have already obtained this bhakti, and they are not only singing about bhakti, they are also talking about bhakti. And they are always talking their experiences to people who have not experienced, like mountaineering guides. And they are singing. Why they are singing? Singing song is always indication of joy. Indication of joy. So they are very joyful. Because we are thinking about God, we are singing about God, we are praising God, you tell me about God, you tell me about God, I will tell you about God. So this is also psychotic, where whatever gives you joy, you want to talk about it often.
Yes.
So when some devotees come together, they sing. Suppose devotees are not there. Hello, what was Narada doing? What would you think Narada do when he is alone? Going singing, because there is nobody else is required. And this beautiful function has again been beautifully put forward by Sri Ram Vikarma, Radha Madhusudana. Radha Madhusudana. We will stop here. Sri Ram Krishna tells you the glory of faith. There was a widow. She had only one small son. She was living in a village. She was sending her son to a teacher, school. And that teacher lives in another village. And to go to the other village, the child has to pass through a forest. And he was frightened. So he appears, Mom, I don't want the village. Why my child? I am frightened. The mother wants her son to go to this. She was a great Krishna Bhakta. So she tells, my son, your elder brother is grazing cows there and you don't worry. Whenever you feel scared, you just call brother Madhusudana. Dada means elder brother. Because younger brother, who protects whom? Elder one protects younger or younger one protects elder? Dada Madhusudana. So the boy had tremendous faith in mother. So next day he started, as soon as he entered the forest, he was frightened. He started shouting, Dada Madhusudana, where are you? Please come. And few times he cried. There was no reason. Then he got afraid. He started weeping. Mother told me, why are you not coming? He had faith in the mother's words. Yet the mother stood in the place of Guru. And the boy stood in the place of disciple. So he had, my guru told, my mother told, mother will never tell a lie to me because I am the most beloved to my mother. So when he started crying, suddenly an elder boy came playing flute and said, brother, why are you weeping? I am here. And then it was a joy, you know. He was teaching how to get the fruits. Now there was a lot of wonderful fruits. The elder brother was climbing and giving him, playing new things. No time, they crossed the forest. And the boy was happily entered in. Most happy face on that day. And the teacher also must have been astounded. Every day he comes with a dried face. Today he entered like that. So like that, every day the boy was not only eager now, he will run even earlier. First, it was fun to be with his brother. Every day, the time used to pass. And then, at that time, there was a tradition. Once in a year, the pupils must bring some gifts to the teacher. So the boy asked, tomorrow is my guru's ceremony, and what are they going to give to me? He said, my son, I don't have anything. You ask your elder brother, he will give. So the boy came, and then the younger boy requested. He said, yes, I will give you. And when they came near, the elder brother produced one small pot of curds. He gave it. The boy is innocent. He doesn't know. Dada gave me something. And then he went to the teacher's house and presented. The teacher was very angry. Already so much words have come. But he can't say no also, because he knows this boy is. Anyway, and with annoyance, he took the pot and then emptied it in a bigger pot of yogurt. And then he upturned it, was told, what is this? And then he emptied it. Again it was. And it is the sweetest curd, by his fragrance must be coming there. He was astonished. It was like Akshay. So he asked, who gave you this? He said, my brother, elder brother. He said, I know, I heard that you have an elder. So who is this? Show you. Because this is a magical pot. So I said, yes, come. So he went to the நீ ஃபாரஸ்ட் எடுத்தாதா மை குரு இஸ் நாட் பிலீவிங் மீ ஹி வாண்ட்ஸ் டு சீ யூ தேர் வாஸ் நோ ரிப்ளை தென் தி டீச்சர் வாஸ் யூஆர் டெல்லிங் ஃபால்ஸ் திங்ஸ் யூஆர் டெல்லிங் அன்ட்ரூத் யூ ஜஸ்ட் டிசீவ்டு மீ then boys dada my teacher is aiming what shall I say to him please come suddenly voice my brother because of your faith because of your mother's faith I appear to you but your guru is not worthy of seeing you the guru could hear the voice but he could not see then this was this story. So what is Sri Ramakrishna told it so beautifully. Next day, in the evening, he must have told this story. Next day, early morning, was staying with Sri Ramakrishna. He was going to the Bilwa, that to Chautala Gulana, to answer calls of nature. Suddenly, he stood. Someone was piteously crying, Dada Madhusudana. Where are you? So deeply impressed. Where are you? Oh God, Lord, where are you? Gada Madhusudana, where are you? This is one disc. Then, suddenly, Sri Ramakrishna was passing. Then he saw Sri Ramakrishna also stopped. He was also hearing. The other person was not aware. Somebody was watching. And drops of water appeared in the eyes of Sri Ramakrishna. Observes the gospel. This is the power of parables. All these parables are extraordinary things. We have to do something so wonderful. So faith is what we go on. We have our gurus, we have our mantra, the guru told us. And that is the truth. So what is it? They themselves are practicing and they are preaching what they are practicing. This is the meaning of tasya sadhanani gayan. Only after practicing having experience they produce over
gentlemen. 10 star in a lesson with this language.
Oh.